Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, we are here live today. It is a regular time, 7 o'clock, with another fantastic guest, another interesting show, and yes, another author. Remember yesterday we were talking, we had guests coming and going. There were authors, and then we had singers, songwriters. Then we had coaches, and now we're back to authors again. I love how the variety of guests come and go, and we're always learning with our guests, and we're always just is the growth. That's really what this show is all about. As you know, as you've heard us, tell us who you are, what you do, contact info, anything new. And I'm so excited to have somebody, another author, to talk about their life, to talk about their books, obviously, and to talk about what they love to do the most. But before I bring them on, I wanted to make sure that I thank you guys. We've been having such a ride, and we've been having such an amazing time here in Toronto, Canada. We had all the summer to prepare for shows for the fall. We are taking a week off the first week of August just so we can kind of recharge and, you know, just have one-on-one kind of time with families and friends and so forth. And we are full swing on in September. And so if you're looking for being on the show, just to send us your email at va@lizzyt.com. Very easy. VA for virtual assistant, because I can't do it all myself. va@lizzyt.com. The website is lizzyt.com. And we are on Facebook, Instagram. We are on Twitter, and obviously our website. So lizzyt.com is the website. And YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. So make sure you like, you follow, and you tweet all of those pages as well. And we will obviously tell you about our guests' information as well. Not to worry, not to worry. And I want to thank, a huge thanks to my sponsor. Thank you so much, Natasha Bridge-Mahan, for sponsoring the show. Without your help, without your contribution, this show can definitely not be possible. So if you are looking for help for your financial needs, contact Natasha Bridge-Mahan, whether it is real estate, whether it is for your future, for your retirement, or for your kids' education plan. Natasha Bridge-Mahan is the people to contact. Thank you so much, Natasha. Okay, so let's move on before we run out of time. We only have, 25 minutes, give or take, with our guests. So my theme song should be playing. There it is. And that means I need to move on. So I would love to welcome to the show an author. His name is Armani. And I think that's how we pronounce his name, but he's going to correct me. And he is an author. He is, he's right there. He is, was raised in the little town of Bridgeman, Manie, on August 15. Wow. I have two August birthdays here in my home. So there it is. One is August 18 and the other one is 12. So very close. Bridgeman, and he also has lived as a human civilization instead of surrender, so by tree. Love that. Very interesting. And let me see what I can. He's definitely inspired by that, and he has the eye for human interaction and social behavior and does his best to surround himself with things that are nature. His human behavior led him to start a criminal justice and mass. Wow, that's a change. And later in English literature, in the Boston area. And he, however, hates the city, so he misses the tree along. Oh my goodness, you probably love Canada. We do have, especially in Ontario, lots and lots of trees. And without further ado, let's welcome to the show Armanis. Hello, hello, and welcome. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this afternoon or evening for you?
I'm doing well. It is evening, but you can't quite tell considering the sun is still a noon high.
Yeah, pretty much the same here in Canada. We have huge, long summers for 2 months, and 10 o'clock is the time really when it started to get dark because we get, and then on the other hand, in wintertime, 4 o'clock is almost dark. It's crazy, but that's what it is, and we already got used to people that come to visit. They always wonder, you know, what's going on? It's 4 o'clock and it's dark. Yep, that's our winters. So let's talk a little bit about yourself, Armanis, and that's how you pronounce your name, correct?
Armanis.
Armanis? Thank you, Armanis. So let's talk a little bit about yourself, and I always like to find out a little bit more about the person, you know, just to identify with the audience, not just much the writer for now, but are you married? Do you have kids? Can you share with us?
No kids, not married. Still living with the grandparents in the Boston area while I'm, you know, still figuring life out. I would call myself a social introvert. It's very interesting considering how many, you know, authors like to like stay to themselves, but I like to go out in the Boston area and go people watching from time to time.
And that's interesting because you ended up studying criminology. That's way out there, and you have to interact with people. I assume that that's the way, or similar, and you have to be not an introvert when it comes to that career. How did that come about?
Well, out of high school, I wanted to become a police officer, like my uncle. And so I took the appropriate steps to attain that, even though, you know, all the various jobs that I've held, they're always heavily dealing with people, whether that be waiting tables or the multiple sales jobs that I've held. So that's kind of what led me to criminal justice.
It was the desire to become a police officer kind of went to another way, and then you decided criminology was the best suit for you.
Yeah, it wasn't the best suit for me.
It was not. Okay, gotcha. So let's talk about your writing. You have a very, very interesting book. Now, I'm not sure if you always draw, or sorry, you were good at writing, or did you always have that, putting drawing down or jotting down ideas? And so question number one, when did you actually start writing, and what inspired you to write this book?
I want to say 2001 when the Lord of the Rings came out. I didn't realize that it was a book at the time. But after I had watched it, I went to read the books, The Lord of the Rings by John Ronald Tolkien. And I fell in love with it, and I immediately just wanted to start creating my own story. So every day, hence, I would come into class with like a notebook of paper, and I would just be writing and writing and writing. So that's kind of like what originally spurred my creativity to start
mm-hmm.
writing.
So it wasn't from childhood. It wasn't from, something that you always had it within you, but it was mostly something that came out of the inspiration from Lord of the Rings and books like that. Interesting. Very interesting. So who would you say it is? Well, I mean, you probably have your favorite author as the writers of the Lord of the Rings. But do you have other authors that are appeal to you, or are you aspire to be?
Well, number one is definitely John Ronald Tolkien. His massive world building is unique, and with kind of like really the first world building book there is. But I suppose like afterwards, I do remember enjoying reading Harry Potter. And more recently, I got into the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan, which I started 4 years ago, and I still have not even finished it yet because it's that long. I think it's about 14,000 pages altogether.
Wow, so you have a second book on the go. That is incredible. Wow, congratulations. Here I am trying to write one, and you're already going on your second. I'm jealous. I'm good jealous for you. Now, if you had to summarize, if you have to give me like an idea, obviously, we don't want to give the book away. We don't want to make sure that everybody who's listening to us right now, and by the way, everyone, our lines are open. If you know the author, if you support him, if you would like to interact with us, you are free to call us at 323-870-4055 is the number to call us in. Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio, and we will have the links there as well for you to be able to interact with us and ask questions, because I understand that some people are not too comfortable in being on the live radio, and that's okay. So you can write your question on the Facebook channel or even on the Instagram. It's Facebook.com/LizzieTRadio. So going back to my question, if you have to summarize or give me a line or just give me an idea for the readers that would love to get this book, they're in that type of genre, what would you say is your book about?
Well, first of which, just to bear in mind, is that this book has two plots in it that are almost side to side. There's a major plot, and then there's a significant but minor plot with it. So I'll briefly summarize the minor plot, because that's kind of like what the focus of the story. So the protectors of the forest, or the rangers of the guild, are given the task of protecting Kinnassa and all of its people. But the people grew sick and started burning the forest down. So now, what will the protectors of the forest do? Will they protect the forest, or will they protect the forest from the people of whom they have sworn to protect, or will they let the forest burn? So that is...
That is the main idea. Now, is the genre I'm sorry, I'm trying to think here, and I got completely blank. What would you say the genre is for the people that are listening to us right now?
The major genre is fantasy fiction with subgenre adventure. So there's a lot of there's quite a bit of world building still going around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it takes place in Kinafa, which is the land of the woodlands, and it's kind of like it's almost like a very serene place. I mean, I would imagine building a house there and living there in seclusion for the rest of my life. and it is it does have all the four seasons that goes along with it. But even during the hot summer days, the leaves are high and big enough where there is shade on the path of which you would walk.
And I can see by the cover of the book that you have put a tree, and it's definitely great job. I'm not sure if it was you that came up with the idea or your publisher, but it's very, very attractive. I love it, and it's definitely one of the things that people that are interested will probably take upon getting that book too in their hands, because it's incredible. Now, one of the things that I love to ask you also is, it is, what would you say that, you told me that you wrote this book 2 years ago, right? But 2000 and
I think it's this one took me a while. I just have to open up the book to reference the copyright date. So I think it was in 2016, 2017. I think 2016 is when I started this one.
Yeah, 2 years. So that's not long. That's definitely not long. That's not long. So who would you say that are the people that are most interested in this type of book? Who would you say is your target audience?
Target audience, I would probably place them along the lines of like early young adult. It doesn't have the complexity of diction that some of the older audiences would prefer. So it is simple, but it does have its own complexities as a young adult novel. One thing that I find when I'm reading in the young adult novel, I find it to be very, very simplistic. Very simplistic and not a whole lot of detail. And for this, even though this is a particularly long, even long for a young adult book, there is a significant amount of detail that which the an older reader would prefer. There's
mm-hmm.
a friend of mine, he's another author out in England, and he and I have a very diverse discussion on what we like in books, whereas I myself like to be able to see what it is that the author is seeing when I'm reading something. He has the argument of, oh, we should let the readers try to figure out what this tree looks like. Though I would really like to see what Stephen King's mind goes to when he's trying to talk about a tree.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Definitely me too. But I don't think that it's a very complex mind and an amazing author, obviously. Now, do you have a hidden message, or is there something that you would like to show your audience, or something that you intend to influence your audience with this book? Is there something that you want to say that's perhaps a message that is able to help someone. I'm just wondering if there is a purpose, and maybe not. Maybe you are writing it because you just want to do it, and it was something that has been within you for a couple of years now. So I had to come out. you had to give birth. So is there something that you a message that you would like to share with your audience?
In relation to the book, there are a lot of spiritual themes along with it. So for instance, cause like I already have an outline of a series written out, and I already have the manuscript for the next one, like, done. It's just in the intense editing process right now. But each one of the chief antagonists is named after one of the seven deadly sins, and of which case their personalities reflect whom they were before their vice, took the wheel, and what that vice does when it takes the wheel. In this particular novel, the chief antagonist is a sorceress by the name of Maya Truva, in which case her fortress is encapsulated by sirens, or the more common name is mermaids, in which case, they're known for, mythologically speaking, they're known for captivating shipmen with their beauty and with their song, and then drowning them in the deep. And so with this particular one, it does portray how, lust can, take hold of someone's life in a negative way, and how it can actually, destroy them as a person, destroy their relationships, destroy their work life, so on and so forth.
Wow, that is so cool. That is very, very interesting. And I can definitely see the audience getting curious and wanting to put their hands in this book. But nowadays, you don't have to, everyone, because you can get your books from different methods and different ways. So on that note, I really, really don't want to forget people that are listening to us all over the world. We have over 54 countries. If they're not listening now, they will be listening later on. And because this show is definitely recorded, where can people find your book?
Where can people find my book? Well, right now you cannot find it in bookstores because most bookstores won't carry something that's necessarily this new off of the printer unless it's been recognized already. So you can definitely locate it on Amazon. You can locate it on Barnes & Noble. You can also go to the bookstore at Toplink Publishing, and you can look at it there too. And it'll be the hard copy. It's also available on Kindle, and ebook. Google Reads, I think, is also on there too.
Fantastic. And by the way, everyone, I will have the link right now if you go to Lizzie T Radio on Facebook. So this is the fan page, Facebook.com/ Lizzie T Radio. You will see a radio button where you can click it, go straight to the show. Right underneath, you will see the links for all his website. He has a website, all his fan page, and also Twitter, Instagram, and he's pretty much everywhere, which is great. Get your copy. Definitely get your copy. And now, do you have somebody in particular that you are dedicating this book to? Because I always find that interesting. People always dedicate their books to a family member, a friend, or, just sometimes that I've had one author that somebody who did not believe in them and they actually dedicated, this is to you who did not believe in me. So who would you say that you have dedicated this book to?
I think at the time of finishing it, The dedication would go out to probably one of my closer friends who's out in California right now until his wife finishes her a college training. That's Chris Matamoros. And I met him at the University of Massachusetts in Boston, even though he was not a student or a faculty there. He's actually a missionary.
That is very sweet. That is very sweet. So as we talked earlier, it doesn't look like you are done writing. You probably have a lot more books inside of you and a lot more stories to tell to the world and a lot more, different ideas. And that is the theme of the show. Tell us who you are, what you do, which you've done an amazing job. Contact info, we have it all there. Anything new? So when do you think your book number 2 is coming?
The next one that I think will be coming, if I can put a definitive date on it, probably around Christmas. And that's, of course, assuming I can get all the intense editing and finances ready so that I can get it sent to a professional editor for just a second pair of eyes, even though that this manuscript's been torn asunder at this point over the last couple of years now. So I imagine around Christmas.
And it will be a perfect present for everyone. Ironies, I want to thank you so much for being here in the Lizzie T. Show, sharing your life. And I know this is probably not as easy as you probably thought. I mean, I'm hoping that you had a good time here. I definitely had. And I'm hoping that it was as comfortable as you were told it will be. And thank you so much for sharing your book and your ideas and the love of trees. I thought that was very, very interesting here. We have in Canada, we have a group called the Tree Huggers. I don't know if you heard of that in the States, but it's a group that gathers and hug trees for the whole afternoon. So, yeah, thank you so much. We'll have your links on our social media, and we wish you the greatest success. Keep doing what you're doing best. You're doing great, and I want to thank you for being here in this show. Any last word?
Help me pay for an editor and buy my book now. No, but thank you for the time.
You're very welcome. Hey, you never know. Crowdfunding is there. Send me a link and I will send it to all my contacts. Crowdfunding is the way to go nowadays. And I've heard people have traveled all over the world, have done books, have done mission trips. And so, yes, crowdfunding is the way to go. The email is va@lizzyt.com. And I will share your links with the world. Thank you so much and have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that was... And there you have it, everyone. Sorry about that. We will have our musical section right now. Check out the book, by the way, is The Covenant of Unverdos, or Green Forest Turned Black, The Fallen. And our musical section is coming up, and we will have Kaya Miranda coming next.
Making her way to work. I see a young girl looking at a purse, dreaming about self-worth. But everything will fade, so let's call a state. This is temporary, temporary. Want you to carry me through the storm. I wanna lift you up,
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.